Say Funky Town Podcast.
Funky Back Podcast.
What?
I say Funky Back Podcast. I say Funky Back Podcast.
Funky Town Podcast. Tell me, where have you been all day? I've been sitting at home with nothing to do. Tell me, where have you been all day? Well, I went to the bar and I'm waiting on you. I went to the bar, I bought you a beer, I bought you a shot, I thought you'd be here. I played all your favorite songs on the jukebox, and I'm sitting here all alone. Tell me, where have you been all day? I've been sitting at home with nothing to do. Tell me, where have you been all day? Well, I went to the bar, I bought you beer, I bought you a shot, and I thought you'd be here. I played all your songs on the jukebox, and I'm sitting here all alone. Tell me, where have you been all day? I've been sitting at home with nothing to do. Tell me, where have you been all day? Well, I went to the bar and I'm waiting on. Tell me, where have you been all day? I've been sitting at home, nothing to do. Tell me, where have you been all day? Well, I went to the bar and I'm waiting on you. Yes, I went to the bar. I'm waiting on.
It's recording.
You sure?
Yeah.
I see this.
Solid. Are you
Welcome
sure?
to the Funky Town Podcast.
Funky Town Podcast. Zach Libs.
We're not doing that tonight.
What the heck? It's my favorite part of the
that
show now.
The light is as red as the devil's red blinky light.
It's not blinky, though. It's solid. That means we're recording.
Right, you learned that lesson.
Yes, I did.
Sorry, we're here with Susie Ramone. Rebecca Elizabeth.
Happy Hello. Sunday.
Zach Benedict.
Yeah, I'm here.
And I am here too. We are at the chat room. Now, are we impending on anybody's turf? Isn't there like a chat room podcast?
There is a chat room podcast, but it doesn't happen tonight.
Okay.
They probably recorded
screw those
today.
Do they call it the chat chat? Because that's kind of what I wanted to call this.
No, but I was thinking the chat and chew.
Chat and chew?
We're not chewing nothing. Oh, we're chewing the fat at the
yeah,
chat?
Thank you. Chewing the fat at the chat.
I chew my ice when I'm done drinking.
Me too.
Then you go, ha-chew, when you have to sneeze.
No, I don't know what they call it, but chatting at the chat would be good.
I think it's just the chat room podcast.
Well, they wasted a really good podcast.
Yeah, that's a lame name for a podcast.
Well, because they have a, what, chat rats or rat?
Yes, chat rats.
You know?
Chat rats for life. So chat and chew with the rat would be good.
Yeah. Chewing the fat at the chat with the chat rats.
With the chat rats.
That's where it's at.
Are you a lyricist?
Yes.
I had no idea.
That's pretty cool.
I'm a very cunning linguist.
Oh, nice.
That's good. Oh, gosh. Okay, so...
So we're at the chat room, obviously.
Sunday night.
Yes.
We always like to rip off the Jerry Jonestown Massacre since they're doing their thing at the billiards or wherever they're doing it.
Oh, right. Yeah, this is our home base, the chat room pub.
Yeah, the hair of the bull now, yeah.
Yeah.
They always have guests cancel on them, so we figured we'd try it.
Right? It's working all right for us, I guess.
It's all right.
Let's see what it's like to be a loser.
You guys have been giving some good burns lately. Like, was it Joe Tacky who totally burned RoboTour the other day about it?
Probably.
Have a podcast that fails. And I was like, no.
Let's give that loser thing a whirl.
Yeah. See what it's like.
The music is loud in here.
So is this Chuck Berry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Rest in peace, Chuck Berry.
He was 90, though.
Yeah, I was like, not poor guy. He's 90. That's.
He lived a life.
Yeah.
So was he the real king of rock and roll?
I would say yes, he's the real king of rock and roll. Yeah.
So where does Little Richard play in it? Was he prior to or after Chuck Berry?
He was like the Duke of rock and roll.
There you go. Yeah, Little Richard could have been the Duke of rock and roll.
Little Richard taught Paul McCartney that.
Yeah.
Baron Richard has like a nice ring to it.
Baron Richard.
I think that Chuck Berry had a direct influence on Little Richard. You know what I mean? Like, because they were contemporaries, but I think that Little Richard was like, oh, dude. This guy's doing what I want to do, and he just went with it, you know? So, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
Yep. The best post that I saw, and it wasn't from RoboTuner, is the Johnny B. Gone.
Sweet.
I kind of like that.
I think it was Big Mike Richardson posted, and he said, you might not like this now, but your kids are going to love it.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's awesome. That was such a good Chuck Berry reference.
So, last night I was with Dustin and the RoboTuner at BuzzFest.
Oh.
Got there and saw Royal Sons, King Buffalo from New York. Oh, they were pretty good.
Yeah.
And then Whoa Fat played.
Okay.
They played last year.
What did you think of...
These are the only bands I saw. I didn't get there until
Did everybody have a Big Muff pedal?
I don't know. Did everybody seem like they had really big stacks?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like the dude from Whoa Fat, he had like two amps on top of each other. Like, you know, like an amp on top of an amp and then like a head on top of the head. It was taller than he was.
That's
he was a tall dude.
Yeah. And he was a tall dude, right on.
I think he's probably like 6'6", you know?
Wow.
His stack or whatever. Yeah, that was cool. It definitely gave me a really cool hat. I was going to wear it, but it seemed too hot tonight to wear it.
What?
A cool hat for my birthday.
Really?
Yeah. A really nice one. I can't remember the name of it now.
Wow. So. I got a really cool hat for your birthday as well.
You did?
Yeah, it was from Kevin Geist. It's a Geist Nose beanie.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. I love it. It's got like, it's sparkly blue. And Kevin Geist is like, this is my actual favorite hat. And I was like, you like sparkly stuff? I love that band.
That way it's whenever he goes to a gentleman's club and he gets sparklies on his face when the girls are up in there.
And
this way he can say it's just a hat.
Yeah, I don't think that happens for him at all, ever. I'm going to guess, A, that he does not go to a gentleman's club, and B, he never has girls with sparkly stuff rubbing themselves on him. Ever. I've met the guy.
I know.
He will freak out.
That's what makes it so funny.
Yeah.
I like Kevin Geist. He's
nice. Oh, God, I love him. I love teasing him. Yeah, he's all right. It just makes my soul happy. The other day I sent him a text, and it says, it's like these pictures, and it says, besties, question mark, question mark, question mark, and then it says, besties! And he's like, I tolerate you.
I always feel like he thinks that he's offended me in some way, and he hasn't. Like, it's yeah. like, whatever he said went over my head, and it didn't offend me, and he's just like, I'm sorry. Like, sorry for what?
Yeah. Yeah, I had to explain to him the other day my feelings about, like, platonic touching, because he always thinks, like, I'm trying to pick up on him. And I started giggling, and I was like, oh, heck no, techno. Never, ever, ever, ever. But I can touch you and kiss you and love you so much, and that does not mean that I want to jump you. Ever. Ever, Kevin Geist.
That's good to know.
Yeah, no, it really is. Because once you understand that, you're like, oh, God, it makes so much sense now. Yeah.
I think before we really became friends, you caused a fight between us.
Oh, no. She's all, no, you didn't.
So you're trying to cause a fight between us.
Yeah, no causing an infight. No,
Zach likes to break up podcasts. Kill them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, he almost took out Off Radar. He probably is the one that took out
Robotuner.
Yeah, now he's going for Jenny Jamestown. That's scary.
And this is your girlfriend's podcast. You better stop it.
Okay. I'll zip it. It's an audio medium. I won't talk.
Stop it, or we'll put mascara on.
Yeah, no, it's been like the bane of my existence, is that I've always been one of those people that like holds hands with their friends, or like walks arm in arm, and like gives hugs and kisses, and like even in high school, like people would be like, you just hugged me and kissed me, and I was like, oh God, am I not supposed to do that? Like, that's just, you know, that's what you do with your friends. You hug them and kiss them and tell them that they're like the coolest thing you've ever had in your life, and so... Yeah.
It sounds great, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah. I'm a hugger, but
yeah. I'm not going to be holding Zach's hand and kissing him on the cheek.
Oh, seriously? Why not? You guys would be perfect to do that. No. Not that face.
Did you hear about Stubbs and Seth holding hands walking through Cena, and like everybody's looking at him like, oh my God, just disgusted at them.
What?
Because they're just holding hands, kind of skipping through Cena. It's trying to be funny, and then all of a sudden they realize... Holy crap, man. These people are looking at us like they want to kill us, or like they're grossed out by us, or like, I can't believe that they're grown men who have to go through this in real life. They were just trying to be funny.
Yeah.
But they actually learned a very social lesson about Fort Worth, you know.
Man, that's tough.
Still, we're still not there. Yeah. You're still going to get funny looks if you're a couple guys holding hands in a restaurant. Yeah. You know.
That's a bummer.
That is a bummer. I didn't mean to bring the podcast down. But another reason why I don't really hold hands is that I also don't need the social... anxiety.
Yeah, we don't live on Hate Street.
Yeah. Social
it'd be okay
anxiety
here.
Is something I wasn't even aware of until maybe like 2 or 3 years ago. Like, I did not realize that people had social anxiety, because I've never ever had it.
I'm pretty sure the 3 or 4 of us have.
I've actually been to a group for social anxiety because it was like becoming such an issue that it was like interfering with stuff, and I was like, I need to talk to people about this. Like,
yeah,
but you don't want to talk to them because you don't want to talk to them.
So I went one time.
I went once.
Like, I didn't like it. It was too social. It made me anxious.
I think it was one of my children who said that it was. I think it was probably Brian who was like, I have a really hard time. Because you just walk into a situation and everyone is your friend. Like, you don't mind whoever it is. You could have never seen them before in your life, and they're, like, your favorite person in the world. And he's like, I walk into that situation, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, all of these things, like, run through my head. And he was like, you have no idea how that affects me. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I have no idea how that affects you. And I'm sorry I've done that to you for your whole entire life, because I'm who I am, and you who you are, and I'm sorry. But now that I know, it really helps me. And now I know a lot of, like, now I see the socially awkward stuff, you know. And so now with my current boyfriend, his name is Ryan Elmore, not Brian Anderson. Everybody's like, are you talking about Ryan or Brian? But Ryan Elmore, like, so I'll say, hey, do you want to go out to wherever? And he'll be like, not tonight. And I'm like, okay, that's all right. I'm going to head out. And he's like... And then he gives me the rundown. Who's going to be there? And I'll be like, the Lord, Dustin, you know, give him the group. And he's like, Okay, as long as they're there, I think I'm okay.
Good. Yeah, I have kind of a strategy. I kind of deflect people from Rebecca.
Yeah.
She has trouble, and so I grab people and, like, someone's trying to talk, I talk to them. I don't know.
It's weird because I'm not really a homebody. Like, I like going out, but then I just like being quiet usually when I go out.
Yeah. That's kind of the way I am.
Well, and that's okay, but, like, so Ryan, though, like, we'll get into a situation, and I think of New Year's Eve as such a good example. So we went to a shipping and receiving bar for the New Year's Eve big party. And so everybody who walked in, they were people that I knew. And so they were coming up, you know, like Ed Brown and the Roadies and the Gustakowskis and stuff. And everybody's coming up and they're talking to me. And Ryan does not know what to do. So he's just standing there and he's like, you know, looking around, trying to figure out what to do. And I'm trying to draw him into the conversation and he does not know what to say.
Yeah.
And so it was hard to deflect, you know, yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I also, I try to be a conduit.
Yeah.
I kind of bring her into the conversation.
And, I try. It's hard, though.
Yeah, sometimes it is hard.
It's a challenge. I have fun with it. Because you don't, like, try to get out of it. You're not squirming away.
Right.
Right, yeah. Like, save me, save me. You're, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And Ryan's a squirm away.
To be in the conversation, and just, it is hard to, like, kind of introduce yourself and just, like, start talking and, like, become part of, like, the circle. Yeah.
But it is funny, though, because listening to you on a lot of the podcasts that you're on, you say all these genius things under your breath.
Yes.
But if you're listening, you hear them, and it's like, that was funny. That was, and some people lose it in the, because they're talking, and you're kind of just low-key and underneath the breath, and it's like it goes right past them. I'm like, that was really funny. I mean, yes. A lot of times.
Yeah.
You know.
See, I used to be with somebody that would, like, I would say something, and then they would take credit for what I would say. And then, like, Zach is like, you need to say that louder.
Right.
So I really appreciate that, because, like, it's trying to give me the credit for the funny things I say quietly.
Yes. She's really the funny one. I'm goofy, but she's funny.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, smart funny. Yeah.
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 Like, smart funny. You're goofy funny, she's smart funny.
I'm genius funny.
Yeah.
She
is goofy.
He's really slapstick, and his dancing skills are amazing.
Yeah. Nice.
No, but like last night at the Fuzz Fest, I saw Marlon. From the new things, you know? Yeah, everybody likes Marlon. Marlon's supposed to be like the sweetest, nicest guy ever. He came up to me at the birthday party and talked to me for like 10 minutes, gave me a loud and sucky little patch, you know?
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, yeah. And so I saw him last night and he didn't see me, and I wanted to say hi to him, and I couldn't make myself say hi to him. Like, he's the meanest guy in the world. It wouldn't be like,
really?
He would have been like, hey, Jeff, how's it? He would totally have been cool, but I couldn't approach him.
Wow.
For my own social anxiety, I'm like, wow, you're so dumb. Why? I mean, he talked to you last week. He gave you a second. He likes you.
Yes.
You know, there's no reason you can't say hi to Marlon, but I'm all like, maybe in a minute. And I didn't see him again. And just, you know.
That's amazing.
It's weird, like, you know.
So at your birthday party, so Jay Wilkinson was there. And Brandon.
Oh, was he? I didn't see Jay.
Yeah, they were there.
Yeah, and Brandon. And I just, like, wormed my way through everyone, and I totally ignored everyone in the group and went to Brandon and was like, hi! He's just like, oh my gosh, like, he was, like, weirded out, I think, that I, like, singled him out, and then Jay's all, what am I? So then I said hi to everybody, but I almost couldn't do that, like, on purpose. Like had I seen Marlon, I probably would have done the same thing, like, wormed my way into Marlon.
Uh-huh.
And it's just the exact opposite of how you would do it.
I please avoid Marlon. I totally forgot who he was. Like, I went up to him and was like, hi, I'm Zach. And he's like, we've met before.
And
I was like, oh,
no. And I did that too.
You really?
Yeah.
Both y'all did.
Yeah.
Like, hi, I'm Rebecca. And he's like, yeah, I know.
That's so funny.
And he's a totally memorable face. I just, like.
Yeah.
But I didn't see Jay Wilkinson there. I don't think I really know what he looks like. I don't think I've ever seen him. I've seen his work and I've heard his voice. And he was on the JJTM and. But, yeah, I don't know if I've ever met Jay Wilkinson. And are you talking about Brandon Lee?
He was on our podcast. I guess you weren't
I
there.
I wasn't there. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he was on our show.
I was thinking he was there when you were on the podcast.
Brandon who?
Brandon Peterson.
Yeah, Peterson.
I don't know.
He does the, you know, like, if you're walking up and down the street, those block people that are sitting on the benches, those are Brandon's work.
He did those. That's neat.
Yeah.
Good job, dude.
He's like many a flyer to those.
He's just a cool dude. He does a lot of like wooden benches and stuff like for businesses or like beer pools.
You know, I did hang out with him, Jay Wilkinson, at the podcast. I can't believe I forgot.
You were there,
I
right?
I was there, yeah.
Okay. See, I was saying, like, oh yeah, Zach knows him.
And I talked to him about your art. Oh, sorry, dude. If you're listening.
Yeah. It gets crazy, man. After a while, every week, it's like so many people that you kind of forget. I was at a show and the guys from TV The Band were there.
Oh, right.
Movie
The Band were there. And the guy's like, hey, Jeff. I'm like, hey. And I'm like, who is this? You know, and I had to go and look and see who was playing that night to remember who. I knew him, but I didn't know where from.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, he wasn't, because I'm really good at knowing everybody that's been on the show. And it's like, I just couldn't remember the face. I went back and looked at the photo and was like, yeah, that was that guy. Totally. You know, I got so much space.
I mix those guys up with Better Now.
Okay.
They're, like, I see them post on Facebook and, like, is this Movie The Band or Better Now? Because they were, like, back-to-back or something close.
They were really close, yeah.
Yeah.
And, but they don't sound anything alike.
Yeah, no, they don't sound anything alike. But they're both good.
Yeah.
They're both cool kids.
Yeah, I actually, like, met this girl this one weekend for, like, a photo shoot. And then, like, she wore her hair different the next weekend. And I just bumped into her randomly. And I did not recognize her. She was, like, doing something different with her hair. And then just, like, it was so weird. She's like, do you know who I am? I'm like, yes, I do, but I can't remember your name. It was, like, one weekend later. Michelle.
So funny.
Is that Blake's wife?
No, Michelle, who did the company.
Yeah, Justin's sister.
No, Justin's sister's friend.
Oh, this is his friend. Okay, yeah. Michelle.
I always feel so, like, that Ollie and Bird stuff came out, and I, like, messaged them, and I'm all, how do you source your materials? And they're all, like, everything comes from China. And I was like, thank you very much. And then I felt bad. I was like,
yeah, you wanted. Now, I didn't realize the Tom Gutkowski.
Oh, Gutkowski?
Gutkowski. I didn't realize who that was because I met him at Lola's,
uh-huh.
And he asked me if I knew John and Sally, and I said, yeah. He thought I hung out with them all the time.
Yeah.
And then he ended up talking to him that night, and then his birthday is the same as mine.
Yes.
And I didn't know that, so but I didn't know that was the guy. And then I saw on Facebook somebody saying to listen to 88.7 because it was his birthday, and they were going to do like a special show or something like that, and to call in or whatever, and people started writing, hey, you know, you should do this for your birthday, whatever. And I go, you should come to the Bull now, and we celebrate our birthdays together. I know I didn't know the same guy from Lola's. Well, then whenever he did come to the Bull now, I met the same guy from Lola's, not knowing it was the 88.7 guy. You know, this whole time that I talked to him twice and had no idea he was a Good Show guy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was Tom, the same Tom.
I'm looking at you confused because I have to like remember, but that's okay.
Okay, he does a radio show.
He does?
The Choice on KCCU.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh.
Right? Him and a. No, I thought it was that Tom. All right, so I'm not going to look at it up right now. We'll look it up at the break. But yeah, okay. I really
Steve
think.
No,
it's not Steve Watkins' show. It's
That's okay. We'll look it up later.
I thought Tony Diaz did it with him. Didn't Tony Diaz do a show on KCCU?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's funny. Yeah.
I think he does.
But
so,
I love that, Tom. Tom Gutkowski is so cool. And he sends out a message that night. He's all, what should we do tonight? And I was like, go to the ball now. And he's like, all right, cool. And then shows up. I was like, yes, this is awesome. Because he's just kind of a cool dude.
He is a cool dude.
Yeah, he's totally interesting, and I love his, like, when we met, I was, like, introducing myself, and I was like, I'm Susie, and he's like, I love all women named Susie. And I was like, oh, that's an odd thing to say.
You said that. Well,
his wife's name is Susie.
And then I met his wife, and she's like, hey, I'm Susie Gutkowski. And I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, because his wife is pretty cute.
Oh, God, she's gorgeous. She's gorgeous. She is so pretty. Yeah. I'm a big fan of her.
Would you say that this is like your home bar, or do you have like a place that you go the most?
No.
Maybe
this is
hard.
Probably the bar I go to the most.
Really?
Yeah.
So I've been with you here several times. So
yeah.
I was wondering.
There's bars like the Aussie Rabbit's closer to my house. But when I was, geez, it was like before I met Ryan. I was meeting a friend for dinner, and I was early. So I was like, oh, I've heard of this place. And I came in here, and there were a couple of folks in here. And I, like, introduced myself to them, and they were, like, so nice and so welcoming, and I've never experienced that before. Like I could go into the Aussie Rabbit, and, you know, like, I go and I sit at the bar, and nobody talks to me, but, you know, like, you come in here, and everybody, like, they all talk to you.
And you know a few people here, yeah.
Yeah, and so then I started, like, coming back here more often, and so I would say that this is probably, this place or Lola's I go to the most often.
Lola's and the Grotto we probably go to most often.
Like, yeah.
There's this place called The Showdown that's right next door to our apartment.
Uh-huh.
We walk there, like, if we just want to go get a drink, but we don't love it. It's just, like, it's just a bar next door to our apartment.
Yeah.
It's all right. Yeah. It's a bar.
I think I've been there before. Like, when you walk in, do you, like, walk in and kind of go around this little corner, and there's pool tables and stuff, and then the bars? I've been there before.
Yeah, it's a neat place. But it's the only reason we go is because it's
within, like, walking distance.
Yeah, 5 feet from our front door.
No, dude, that's nice.
We got drunk there one time.
Yeah.
We were just, like, doing shots, and then we, like, put a bunch of karaoke songs on it.
Yeah, jukebox songs.
Yeah, I've got, like, Lefty's beer bar. It was Lefty's beer joint, and it was just beer for, like, a really long time, beer and wine. And it's one Sunday I went, and there was some white wine, and Eric wanted to get rid of it, Lefty. So he just kept pouring me, like, these big glasses of wine, and I was like, Ryan comes, he's like, are you okay to drive home? And I was like, yeah, I've only had, like, 3 glasses of wine, but they were, like, full.
So
like
it was a full bottle you had.
Yeah. And I did not realize. So I was, like, 2 blocks away from home, and I'm just, like, inching my way there.
Ryan's
all, you just need to pull over and let me drive. And I'm like, we're 2 blocks from home. I'm okay. Oh, wow. It was so bad.
I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. I was, like, that was one of those nights where, like, I learned my lesson. You know, I'm like,
I feel like wine hangovers are the worst.
Oh, they're the terriblest.
Like, it's really bad. I think it's because it's, like, sweet. It's, like, sugary.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just, I get, like, the worst headache.
Yeah.
I got a new watch.
That's
nice.
Cool.
Nice, everybody. Radio Land.
Waterproof?
Nice.
Yeah, it's waterproof up to, like, 50 meters.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, so it's digital?
Yeah, it's digital, and it's pretty
Do you
neat.
Get text messages to your watch?
No.
No, it's not a smart watch.
Yeah, and then I also got a new
watch.
Knife.
Whoa. Nice. Very cool.
That's not a knife. This is a knife. So I'm really confused about this Tom thing now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, go back to it.
I think that Tom Urquhart, I think his birthday is March 11th. Maybe Tom
Guskowski is not.
Was on birth on 11th.
I don't know.
There's another Tom that I'm friends with too, and he's a movie guy. Like, he's really into film and movies and stuff. So I'm really trying to figure out who all these different Toms are. I thought of this because you were talking about Movie the Band and Better Now.
Yeah.
I was like, there's a couple of Toms that I'm not sure who's who. And I thought I had it figured out. I thought that guy was the radio guy, but I don't think he is. I think maybe that's Urquhart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tom Urquhart does Steve Watkins.
Steve Watkins isn't on the radio.
Steve Watkins is on the radio.
He's been on the radio.
No, he is now on the radio.
Oh, well, it didn't used to be. I mean, he didn't ever have a weekly show before.
No, he does it on KTCU.
He might do it sometime.
Yeah, I mean, he's been on there for different, you know, things, but I don't think that's his show. But maybe now it is. Maybe he's on there.
I don't know.
But they played one of our songs.
Nice. Yeah, I thought it was Tom and Tony Diaz or somebody. Because Steve's a writer.
I know Tony Diaz does it a lot. I think it might be like
maybe they rotate different Steven people
or whatever. Tony
I know
can.
Tony Diaz is in a band.
Well, if Tony can't do it and Steve Watkins can't do it, he should have Tom on. Have Tom and Tom.
Tom, yes.
Maybe Tom.
That call would me, be awesome. I'll do it.
Right?
Nah,
hey, you signed a no compete.
You know,
I violated that.
When I was listening to the playback of the podcast from your birthday party, I noticed that in the background, the Tom Tom Club was playing. And I was like, God, I love this song. It's called The Genius of Love.
Is that the one you played on the on Facebook? You're all going nuts about?
No.
No, that was Romeo's Leaving.
Romeo Void. Yeah. But it was one that we were, like, it was maybe Arts Goggle or something, and it was a band, like, up on the roof was playing, and it was in the background.
I remember. I can't remember what the song is. Yeah. I remember you talking about that.
And I was like, hey, nice job on the Tom Tom Club. And so then it happened again, like, serendipitously at your birthday party.
Nice.
I was like, yes. Oh, my gosh, it's so awesome. But, yeah. Oh, it was fun. But I don't know what's up with the Tom Toms.
I don't know. I was just trying to figure it out, but yeah, I'm more confused. I thought I had it figured out. I'm more confused now than I was. You know. It's like a few minutes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, all right. But you had fun at the birthday show?
Oh, my gosh. I had such a good time.
Yeah, that was super fun. I was thinking about it all the next day, how much fun I had.
Awesome. That's all I hope for. Like, and that's the thing I'm the most nervous about. I'm like, what if everybody goes and they're like, God, it would suck. Like, nobody was there. Like,
I worry. Tell about your boss's kid.
Okay, no. Okay, fine, I will.
Cut this out.
Alright, so I told everybody at work about it, and I guess because they're like older people at work, they didn't really want to come. But one guy told his son about it, and his son showed up, and he was like, I left after the first guy that played because that guy sucked.
Oh, no.
So I was just, like, laughing, and I was like, that was an open mic, and I was, like, trying to explain.
Oh, it was RoboTuner? He went to my RoboTuner the Archer?
No, it was Archer. He was like, the first guy sucked.
No, but Rosedale Girl was so good.
It was good.
Poor RoboTuner. And if only he knew RoboTuner, he would know how genius that song was.
Yes.
That's a bummer.
Zach told me to tell that story.
I think that would be a hard part about being like a singer-songwriter who goes to open mics. Because like, so Ryan, his lyrics are always kind of real trippy psychedelic stuff. And we'll go to an open mic and people are singing about like heartbreak. And, you know, drinking and typical, like, kind of country singer-songwriter stuff. And then Ryan gets up there and he's talking about, like,
staring
you
into
know,
the void.
Or, yeah, like, you are a distant planet and I am a distant sun. And by the time my light reaches you, a new age has already begun. And people all... And so I, like, RoboTuner, I'm sure it's the same way. I went, oh, bummer.
Yeah.
Love you, RoboTuner.
I thought it was genius, RoboTuner. You did a fantastic job.
Yeah, sorry that it couldn't get played on the radio.
That's okay.
I'm not even sure if a couple of things that he said in that song are really radio friendly.
Oh, yeah. No.
I'm going to cover your Christmas song, RoboTuner.
Nice.
I like Christmas songs.
I like Christmas too.
All right, so we'll take a break. I'll get some more water, and then we'll come back.
Perfect.
All right.
I have like wine. Well, you should have tried to change your ways. It's that detour sign. I won't try to stop you. Honey, if you want to leave, or turn around and don't you dare look back. Or baby, you'll think of oh, now, sweet baby, you'll think of me.
Okay, go. We are back. This is Funky Town Podcast. We didn't say it earlier, but you're listening to us on 97.5 The Pirate.
Arr.
Or maybe you're listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher. Or yeah. Straight from the Podbean account.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I do. I download it and listen to it.
If you have any questions, complaints, or answers, or
Susie Ramon at...
Yeah. Or, like, corrections. If we say something real stupid and you want to yell at us...
Like, you want to tell me which Tom is which?
Yeah. FunkyTownPodcast@gmail.com. That's it. That's all you got to do is write that email and send it on over. I'll read it. I promise. Even though I didn't read the one that Susie wrote because I forgot. But thanks. I won't forget this time.
It's okay.
And if you don't want to go through all that, you can go to the Facebook page and send us a message. Lots of people will do that.
That's how we met. Was I sent you a message through your Facebook page.
Yeah, see, nobody emails. Or they just come. Or they just come up to the chat room in the bull down. Hey,
yeah.
Aren't you that guy that does the podcast?
Yeah.
I want to come on your show. You need to talk to Zach.
That's exactly right? What I said. I was like, yeah, this is the show with James Zammitz, and I want to come and talk about Forward. I love Forward.
Yeah.
I said, talk to Zach.
No, you didn't.
I met you at Shipping and Receiving at one of the Fort Worth Weekly
awards shows. Oh, yeah. That was, like, right after Ryan and Annette.
Mm-hmm. That's when you actually introduced yourself to us.
Yes. That was where we all met, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, this is Susie Ramon. She loves the Funky Town Podcast.
Yeah, she's our number one fan.
Yeah. And I was cracking up. I'm like, why do they keep calling me the number one fan?
Because you're the only one that would write us.
You're the only fan.
You're the only fan that sent us a message on.
But I'm super happy that I did. Like, you guys have become, like, some of my very best friends. And I feel totally lucky about that.
That's very sweet. I think it's a great friendship.
It really is.
So one of my questions that I've been thinking about, I talked to on the podcast, you remember Carsey Blanton?
Yes.
One of the things that she had said, not during my podcast, but another one that I heard her on, they were talking about making it in the music business and stuff. And she's like, she goes, a lot of times you can't get out of line. You know, you just keep going. She goes, some people don't ever make it because they give up, because they get married, they have kids, they get a job, and they do it part-time or whatever. She goes, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, whatever it is, don't get out of line. And as long as you're in line, you'll get your turn. It's like an amusement ride. Everybody gets a turn as long as they wait in line. And I thought about that. I think about that. Do you think that it's just a matter of having patience? Because not everybody has to wait in line. Some people get to cut to the front, like Leon Bridges or whoever, you know. But
mm-hmm.
I've always, being in line, that makes sense. I can't speak from experience because I still feel like I'm at the back of the line.
Right. But you're still pretty new, relatively.
I've sat in line for a long time, and I've seen, like, I mean, I feel like I've spent, like, a lot of time sitting at a chair to the side of the line without being oh wait, the line's moving and I haven't been moving. I really think that in order to move in the line, you have to be putting out good product. I think if you're not putting out good product, you're sitting on the sidelines while the line's moving in front of you.
But yeah, but as long as you're working, you're playing shows and you're making records, whatever, I think eventually you'll get a chance at playing on a small record label, maybe even in an indie record label that's more nationwide.
Yeah.
And it just takes time to build up that fan base and to get your name out there. I mean, 4 or 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, or...
I mean, personally, I've been doing music for, I guess, going to be 5 years coming up. Doing music seriously. I've dabbled, but doing music seriously for 5 years. And... I've built like a group. People know my name. People know my face. I'm still working at it, but yeah, I mean,
I'm still frustrated because I go to people in the scene and I'm like, "Have you heard the new a Happy M record. Oh man, I haven't yet. I keep meaning to. I'm like, dude, just listen to it. It's 45 minutes long. It's still one time.
Yeah.
It frustrates me. You know, it's like, how do you even get somebody to listen to your record? You have a really good record, and they want to. It's just there's a lot of really good records in town. Everybody's busy and stuff, and it's like, how do you get, you know, because I get frustrated.
Like,
because I mean,
mindset of like making yourself listen to it, even if they're not trying to be rude or something.
Yeah.
Just, like,
the music's back.
Yeah.
I was really surprised. KXT just played one of our songs.
Yeah.
And it's been in regular rotation. I haven't heard it.
Have you noticed any more band camp hits or anything since that happens? Or like your Facebook profile going up or anything?
There was a small spike, but it got played. And then right after it was played, we also did a So Far gig.
Uh-huh.
It was like the next day we did a So Far gig. And so there was a small spike. I think it was the two combined, because we were like, this was just played on KXT, the cool station of the area.
Yeah.
And Dubs. And then So Far is like the number one house show right now. It's very in vogue.
Yeah.
And so it was those things kind of combined. We got a spike. And it's leveled off. We're still selling. It's not as hot. I mean, when we first released it, it was hot, but it's still selling, and I'm excited about that. But yeah,
I think that a lot of times, like the musicians that I know, you know, they just want to make music. They just want to play. Like it's not that they're waiting in line to get noticed and to get famous. They just want to play. Like, wherever they play is good for them.
Well, that's the other part of it, too, because I know that, like, I think, and I could be wrong, but I think if somebody came to you, Zach, and said, okay, this is what I want. I want you to write me a love song. I want it to be boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl. It's going to be verse, chorus, verse, bridge, chorus, under 3.5 minutes, and I'll give you, you know, $1 million. You just start writing the song.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you're not
making smoke.
Yeah. But the people are like, no, I don't want your $1 million. I want to write a 7-minute song about a boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy meets boy. You know, and I want it to be chorus first, and then verse, and then a bridge, and then another verse, and then another chorus, and then a different bridge. You know, and it's going to be epic. You know, and that's what they want to do. And they're not going to take the money and not do, you know, so there's two sides to it. But I think if you want to make it and be on Conan O'Brien or Jimmy Fallon or Saturday Night Live, or you want to be on magazine covers or whatever, that kind of stuff, I think you're going to have to probably sell and be like, yeah, I'll write whatever song you want. I think it's really hard to go in there with your own artistic thing. There's always somebody who knows more than you. Kid, I've been doing this for 25 years.
Yeah.
You know.
And I've always felt like Rebecca and I make a good team, because she is like, she's kind of like that. She's going to write songs no matter what. And we were actually talking the other day about this. Ever since I was a child, I was bit by the fame bug. I like being popular. I like people knowing my name. It's weird, I don't know. But,
it's not weird.
But the group of people I hang out with, it seems weird. But, I mean, she likes kind of having her small circle. And so that goes back to, like, us working social situations. But we balance each other out, because she will write these brilliant stuff. And she's the main writer of our project. She'll write these brilliant stuff, but it'll be, like, it's kind of out there. Like, that, I'll say that, like, the metaphor makes no sense. And so I've always felt like I kind of rein her back in to, like, the realm of, like, not normal, but a little more normal.
Right. There's a balance.
A little more mainstream.
Not when I write stuff, I'm like, that makes too much sense. I gotta, like, deconstruct that a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then Zach's like, no, put it back to where it was.
Keep it simple, stupid. Yeah. The kids rule.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's we try to balance each other out.
Well, man, I think to me, my ideal is, like, a band like Ween, or, you know, the Flaming Lips, or like even like the old 97s, where it's like they get to have songs in movies, even though they'll do cameos and stuff, but yet they're not mainstream. Most of them can go into a bar or whatever and not get hassled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, if Wayne Cohen walked in here, might get hassled a little bit. But yeah. there's people in here that have no idea who that guy is. He's just a weirdo.
Right.
He's just another one of the chat weirdos or whatever. You know?
Well, that was like Joel Guion at the 5-year anniversary at the Boiled Owl.
Right, the guy from Brian Jones had that skirt.
Yeah, half the people, 3/4 of the people in there did not realize who they were in that bar with. And I was totally fangirled.
Yeah.
but it was awesome. And it was cool that he was able to do that, you
know? Yeah, that's where I'd want to be at, where it's like, you make money, decent money. You know, you can live comfortably, do vacations, and do cool stuff, and make cool videos, but yet you're not, you know, whatever, Maroon 5 or whatever it is,
right. You
know. Unless you want to be Maroon 5, and if you want to be Maroon 5, then knock yourself out and be the best Maroon 5 there ever was, or whatever.
Whenever you tell people that you know that you're in a band or something, they're like, you should go on The Voice. It kind of grates on me a little bit. I know they don't know, but maybe they don't listen to music.
That's their only avenue to popularity.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, this is how you can get famous. I'm going to get famous if I get famous. It's not that big a deal to me.
And The Voice is, like, specifically for singers. It doesn't, I mean, I've only watched it, like, one or two times. It doesn't cater to songwriters, does it?
I don't think so. Yeah.
And then there's songwriting competitions that are much more obscure, but then way more vicious. Like, if you want to win a songwriting competition, you've got to write, like, a number one hit. Like, and it's just...
And it can't be obscure, and it can't be weird. It's really got to be mainstream.
It's got to hit all the marks. And, it's kind of funny.
I have enough art contests that I'm not sure about doing a songwriting contest, because I used to do that a lot, and they were looking for a certain thing.
Hand in a songwriting contest. I believe Hand in Hand.
Oh. Thank you.
She is really... Oh, we got some songs in the works.
Awesome.
Good.
That's so cool.
I like the Luke Wade thing that he used to do. The singer showcase thing
do.
But it was a competition. It's always weird to have music competitions, but it was. And at the end of it, there was going to be like a singer-songwriter winner that got... I don't remember what they got. You know. But they had it at Queen City whenever that was a thing.
Yeah,
Luke
Wade was so awesome. Like, I mean, he's still awesome. When I met him, he was really awesome. I met him... I guess in 2013? Or, no, was it the Valentine's Day of 2014?
Oh, yeah.
I met him in 2014, and he was the nicest guy. It was right after he did
The Voice or whatever
he
did? Yeah.
Or was it right before he did The Voice? It was before he did The Voice, but he was still pretty big. He's always been kind of popular. I don't know, always.
Yes.
But,
well, around here, anyways, for sure.
And, I mean, because he's a great guy, he does really good music. But he just, I think he was hitting on one of the girls that was in another band we were playing with, and that's why he was there. But he was super nice.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
But even like him, it's like, you know, he's had a little bit of success.
Yeah.
Is that good enough to, like, ride him the rest of his life? Like, that little bit that he had, will that create enough work for him to keep doing it and still get paid and be okay?
It seems like it has.
Or do you think one day he'll be back to, maybe he'll have to, you know, push papers somewhere or bartend or whatever?
Well, no, that is not Luke Wade.
I think it all depends.
I was like, well, tell him over here, we'll ask him.
No, I think if he, I think that's really how he manages his career. Like, if he's got to manage his money and then manage his projects.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've always thought of, like, I've thought of it as, like, a career, but it really, to me, that doesn't make any sense. You've got to really think of it as, what's Chuck Berry?
Not again. You hear the song twice in the podcast.
Sorry.
I always thought you really have to think of it as projects. Like, we did this album, that was a project.
Right.
And I have the MC been playing shows, but we haven't put it, we did a Christmas song, so that was another project. But we haven't done any projects since the Christmas song. And we're working on stuff, but then we also have full-time jobs. And so that's kind of in the way. But I've always thought it was like, you just got to do another project. Like, once you finish that project, you really got to put everything into the one project. Once you finish that, you can do another.
Or I guess it's sub-projects, because, like, I Have You Am is a big project. And then, like, if we do a music video for I Have You Am, that would be a sub-project
right.
for I Have You Am. Or, like, doing another album would be a sub-project. So, or, like, putting everything you have into a single.
And it's just all about growth.
The shows just, like, kind of come along the way.
I think if we can grow more and like kind of start becoming an actual avenue of revenue, that's weird. It can, a project, we can have multiple, one or two, and then start actually, I don't know, it's a snowball. Right now, the summer heat of 40-hour work week is melting on my snowballs.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The work can't get in the way, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird feeling because I'm doing art at work, and so, like, I feel like, I don't know, I still feel like I'm getting my art out there, but it's just not the same as having your personal projects. Like,
right.
Whenever I was either just in school or just part-time working, I had a lot of time to do my projects. It's kind of a weird feeling.
To do a project for someone else,
yeah,
you have time for your own stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're still getting a creative outlet.
Yeah.
It's better than, you know, detailing cars or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, if you drive up Montgomery Street on Kambui, I did the billboard right there.
Which one?
Nice. On Montgomery and Kambui.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to be up until May 1st, I think.
What is it of?
Right in front of the CVS.
What is it a billboard of?
UNT Health Science Center. It's actually like kind of a rendering of the buildings.
Oh, so cool.
That's our commercial, but I was ultimately the designer who did it. So.
Did you take a picture of it?
Yeah, Zach did, actually.
At the corner of innovation and collaboration.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really neat. I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you, Zach.
No, that is cool.
That's my commercial work.
Very cool.
Yeah, and she rocks. We're paying her a lot of money too.
No, that's good, man. Awesome. I mean, I think that's the key is to somehow be able to, you know, to be able to do something that you love and be able, you know, and be paid well at it, you know.
And
it's so hard because nobody can find that. And I would say nobody. People do find it. You found it.
Yeah.
You know. But
yeah, I would love to be making that money doing I Am, obviously. But
sure.
It's a creative outlet for sure.
Yeah, she went to school and then. I think got 4.0 grade point average.
Oh, all that definitely helps.
Yeah, like Phi Theta Kappa. Wait, what?
Phi Theta Kappa.
Phi Theta Kappa.
Phi Theta Kappa.
Whatever. And then like got hooked up with these people and you were an intern at first and worked your way up. It's awesome.
Yeah.
They the marketing department kind of snatched her up from the facilities department. It was kind of a fun thing to watch.
That's awesome.
They're like, we'll give you more money.
She's like, all right.
I'll take more money.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, like, sometimes the people that are, you know, like, in line or they're working towards their project, like, if they've got, like, a partner that, you know, helps them make that happen. Like, these two help each other make it happen, you know. And I know a lot of people in the music scene in Fort Worth, they've got partners that help them make their music happen.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have to really worry about other stuff because they've got a partner that, you know, allows them to focus on their art, focus on their music, and I think that that's a really cool thing.
Yeah, to like lift somebody up instead of holding them back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, let's look at some of the bands in town, you know, like a Quaker City, which is like right on the cusp. They're doing a lot of national stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Playing Colorado and San Francisco or whatever, and they're doing the Fortress Fest here when they come to town. And
That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, but they're still not quite there yet, but they're almost there, but they're just, they keep waiting in line and keep...
They got that one song on Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. You know, look at Bowling for Soup.
They were
just a local band, but they got mixed up with Disney and do Phineas and Ferb, man, and it's great. And it's like I watched the show and like the music on that show is great. It's a quality show. I don't like Disney, but it's a quality show. It's funny.
Phineas and Ferb, you know? And they have running gags.
Totally, all the way through. They got bits and running gags all the way through that thing. It's hilarious. I mean, it really is.
Is that Disney or Nickelodeon?
It's Disney.
Oh, Disney XD. Yeah.
So how do you feel about that, Zach? Like we got asked to do like music for a TV show, and that was going to be our job.
That would be fun,
man.
Especially a kids show. I would love to work on a kids show.
Cartoons. Yeah.
I could write kids music because, I mean, Pizza Boy is a kids song.
Yep.
It's,
as long as we had like some amount of creative control.
Oh yeah, I mean yeah.
Even like They Might Be Giants do all the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse stuff.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
You know.
Sun is a matter. Yes.
All that stuff, man.
Yeah.
You can make...
I love They Might Be Giants. I grew up on them and
Have you thought about doing like a... Say, okay, we're going to have the Happy Am thing, and that's going to be all the deal. But you know what we're also going to do? We're going to have a strictly kids band that writes kids songs and does birthday parties and things
you
like that,
I
you know?
I did puppets back in the day.
She's really good at puppets.
See?
I'm pretty good at puppets. Zach's kind of scared of my puppet abilities.
But you can't do puppets when you're playing.
She is. But,
you need to get a little Zach.
No, not like freaky freaky, but...
No, she's like, it's kind of... She makes the puppet look at you.
Yeah.
It's alive. It's scary. And she does it with our stuffed animals. I don't like it.
She does it with our stuffed animals.
Nice.
She makes
things look alive.
What's her bear?
Here.
No, I mean, what's her monkey?
Morris.
Morris the monkey. He looks into my soul. When she like grabs his head and looks at it, he looks at her. His little butt head.
That's awesome.
It all goes back to me playing with stuffed animals as a child, you know?
Gotcha.
We're going to get into the psychology behind this.
Nice.
I don't know, do you remember Andy Karate on Parks and Recreation?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, that's whatever mouse rat. It's like, they didn't work out that well, but then he was that, and he became, like, you know, at least locally huge, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I think that dude, everybody has kids these days, and they spend, the kid industry has to be a billion-dollar industry
for totally.
Movies and toys, and we spend so much money on our kids, you know?
What was that rap thing? Cuckoo Kangaroo.
Oh,
Cuckoo.
Yeah. We played a show with this band, Cuckoo Kangaroo, and it was back at the embargo.
Uh-huh.
Maybe everyone there.
Yeah, in downtown.
Where was it at? What was it called?
It was in downtown by the embargo.
Oh, I remember. Okay, yeah, embargo, okay.
And we actually got triple booked that night. It was March 10th, 2014.
And it was my Silver Cord album release.
Oh, okay.
And Cuckoo Kangaroo closed the night out, and they rocked it. And they play all kids songs.
Yeah, it was like really like a show for kids or drunk people because it was like very goofy songs.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
They all had like motions and dance moves, and they would teach you the dance moves before they played the song. And it was fun.
And they did it. People did it. The crowd did it.
Yeah, we were doing it. We were
kids. Dancing. Drunk people are just like kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
they
yeah.
cry. They cry
oh,
for
totally.
No reason.
Yes.
They have bladder problems.
they get mad and pout.
They get mad. Yeah. They're not too sure on their balance.
Oh my gosh, it's so true.
But
all of it.
They have like the poop song. They have this song called the Fanny Pack song. It's just like really silly.
Yeah.
Fanny packs. Those things are awesome.
Yeah, Cuckoo Kangaroo. And they're a rap group. I mean, they're a duo.
Who do they have gigs with?
They opened up for the Aquabats for a while.
See, that's another band. That's like, that's another great. Yeah. A great band that's kid friendly, really kid friendly.
The Aquabats,
you know?
I grew up on them too.
I watched their show.
Yeah. Oh, the Aquabats Super Show.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, that was awesome. Two seasons, man. They should have went on longer.
It's a good show.
I consider making Billy and Bob family friendly, but so far the script is looking like it's not going to be.
That's weird.
It's family as friendly.
Well, even PG-14 would be okay.
Yeah.
Because that age group on YouTube is nuts.
I like that. PG-14?
Yeah.
What is it called?
PG-13?
Oh.
But I like
PG-14. I like PG-14. Yeah.
That's
it's a little
cool.
bit more edgy.
Yeah. Yeah. A little more edgy.
Yeah.
Well, and then, innovators. But to Jeff's point, that group of kids on YouTube, that's what they watch. Yeah. I had no idea that like YouTube's producing like original shows. That's weird.
Yeah, YouTube Red is a subscription
so
service.
So bizarre.
So, like, how old were you when you got your first kiss?
My first kiss, 8th grade. So I guess I was 11, 12. No,
I was
13,
12. 13. 8th grade. Yeah.
So 13.
Yes.
You don't remember your first kiss? Like how old you were? See, I was 14.
I mean, I had like kisses in kindergarten.
No. I mean like French kissing with tongue,
like
you made out the real
kiss. Yeah, I was 8th grade.
Really, you didn't stress out over that? Like, oh my god, when am I going to do it or how am I going to do it? And you know, is it weird? Is it, you know, you didn't stress out about that at all?
No, dude, I was so grossed out the first time I ever like really kissed a boy. I was like, I'm never ever doing this ever again.
But I think 14, at least my age group, 14 was about 13 to 14 was the college age, 8th, 9th grade.
Yeah.
And so that's PG and 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll get jokes after you've kissed a boy before or a girl before. You know.
I was coached. Yeah. is dumb.
Yeah, it was
a whole thing.
Yeah. I did kiss an older girl, so she was experienced. So I think it's probably better if neither one of you know what you're doing. Then you learn together.
And it was eighth grade. It was at a junior high school dance. His name was Michael Blackmore. I'll never forget
it. I don't mind too. Mine was ninth grade. I was in the marching band. We were coming back from an away game, and her name was Lisa Baker, and she was a, I was a freshman. I think she was either a sophomore or a junior.
Oh, wow.
She played flute. And she wasn't that great. I mean, honestly, like, look, no offense if Lisa Baker ever hears this, but. She wasn't the cheerleader. She was a flute player in the band, so you can imagine. Maybe a little homely.
Jeff.
Yeah. I don't want to be ugly. I'm afraid whenever I say it'll sound ugly.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, seriously, your first kiss, if that thing isn't awkward and terrible, you're doing it wrong.
I think I really wanted to get it out of the way because all my friends had, you know, done that. It was different with sex, though, because I was in church, and so all my friends were Christian, so it's fine to get your first kiss out of the way, but nobody wanted to lose their virginity or whatever. So I was like 20 or whatever, so none of high school was... My high school wasn't sexual as far as my, you know, experience.
Yeah.
It was just kissing. So kissing was a big thing.
Music went away.
As we start talking about.
Dude, last night, so I get in to Lola's, and I got there already, as a company that was already like 9-something, and the Royal Suns already started playing. And I got there, and they were in between songs, and I see RoboTuner first, and it's quiet. I mean, nobody's talking or anything. It's quiet. And they're like messing with the guitars, and I go, how many songs have they played? And he's like, I think that was their third song. And it was like so loud. People turn
their earplugs in.
I guess, I don't know. And it's just RoboTuner. That's their third song. And it's like, everybody stopped and turned around and looked at us. People started laughing. And then the guy on stage was all like, yeah, it's really quiet in here. You know, people started mumbling a little bit. And I was like, it was just really funny because it's like nothing. And I'm glad it wasn't anything like, you know, you had sex with who? But it was just funny.
No, I will not make out with you.
Yeah, you know.
No, I will not make out with you.
Did you say you have herpes? No, I said you want to get a Slurpee. God, take out your earbuds.
That's funny.
I tried to check the RoboTuner with his earbuds in at your party. He did not hear me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I was like, never mind.
Yeah. I always crack up because, man, that guy carries them with him everywhere. And he's always like, bing, bing.
I'm sure he had them in. It was loud last night. It was, you know, buzz fest.
Yeah.
Right on. I keep the earplugs in.
You do?
Yeah,
it's my fault.
Wow. I sleep like the dead. Like, I never hear anything. Even, like, when I had babies and they would cry and stuff, my husband would have to bring them to me and be like, they need you, because I would just sleep right through it. I never heard a thing.
I wake up over every little thing. Uh-huh. Once I wake up, and I'm just like, I am awake. Just thinking about things.
Oh, man.
But earplugs definitely
help. Oh, I bet.
I'm sleeping. I take a lot of sleeping.
I had about 3 months where I took a sleep aid, and I remember the first night where, because I'd never been alone before in my entire life. Like, I grew up in a really large family. I got married just a few weeks after I turned 18. Then I had kids, you know, and I'd never been alone before in my entire life, and I was like 40, like 41 maybe, and I found myself just entirely alone. And so I slept with a light on, the TV on.
Really?
I took a sleep aid. And then, so as the first night I was like, I'm not going to take a sleep aid. I'm going to see how I do. I was like so proud of myself. And I after that, I learned to really love just being by myself. It was so great. And I was just all alone for like, I don't know, almost a year. And it was like the best, like, 10 months of my life. I was like, learned so much about myself.
Yeah,
I could go to shows on my own. And now I never have a fear about going off to a show by myself. Hey, man, thanks. It was really, really cool.
We're starting,
yeah. Yeah, we're about that time.
Yeah, man, I meant to say this at the... At the front, I want to make a little commercial for him, but your friend Ryan came over today
Oh, yeah.
and helped me
fix my car. What a good dude.
Ryan Prigmore, he is my hero all the time. Like, I'll get like a toilet stopped up and I'll be like, Ryan, my toilet stopped up, and he's like, he's all, have you, you know, plunged it and stuff, and I'm like, yeah, and he's like, all right, I'll head over. But like, I mean, it can be anything from like something simple like that to, you know, I need an oil change or or anything, and he's like, I'll be there in just a minute.
Now we broke the passenger side tire, and it was like off, you know. So it's like a tie rod, inner tie rod, outer tie rod. I thought that's all it was going to be. And I knew that my friend was kind of messed up anyways. He sat there and started taking it apart, and he's like, oh, yeah. And it was, I mean, he showed me every little thing that was wrong, but it's like inner tie rod, outer tie rod, sway bars, outer tie rod on the driver's side of you, brakes, you need rotors. But he knocked it all out. We got all the parts, and he did it all in one day. You know, gave me a really good price, you know. I thought it was a strut, but it was a sway bar. I don't know what I'm talking about. But he knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And I sat outside, sat with him, and Zias is like, you know, look over there, and like, look at him. He goes, come here. And he would have him use his little power gun, you know, to like put on the bolt or whatever. And he'd, you know, and Zias would squeeze it. And he goes, look, he fixed it. And he's like, I fixed it. You know?
Yeah.
And he was like, Ryan, I love you. He's like, well, I love you too, little man.
Yeah.
It was real cute, you know. No, he's a cool guy. You can just tell he's super friendly. It's like, what a neat dude.
Yeah,
you know,
and he's just amazing. With he's like one of those dudes that like knows everything, and you're like, how do you even know that? And he's just, I don't, him and Stefan both, Stefan Prigmore too. Like, he can be like, I've got a hole in my window, and he's like, oh yeah, if you just heat the glass up, it'll fix it. Like, I don't know, it's so bizarre. Like, they know how to do all sorts of crap.
Now the cool thing about him is like, he's figured out why he has all these skills. That's valuable. That's what he does. It's like, if you need to come fix your car, you'll come fix his car. He does scuba diving.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're out fishing and you lose your wedding ring, and it's your grandmother's wedding ring, and you lose it in the lake, you can pay him. He'll go down there and try to find it for you.
Yeah.
You know? So he does any kind of little odd jobs that he can do, and that's how he lives. He's his own boss, his own business, his own thing. And it's like, I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. No, you know some cool people.
Thanks.
You know, well, I like, he was super nice.
That me and Jacob Byrne both replied with the same person at the same time.
Yeah, and I mean, my dad's like, so do you know this guy? I'm like, no, but I know Susie and I know Jacob. And if they say this guy's a good guy coming from those two, I'm fine with it. And it didn't steer me wrong. I totally had complete, you know, trust that he'd be a great guy, and he was totally a great guy.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah, you got a new car, so you hopefully won't need it for a long time. But
oh yeah,
if he came right to your house, I didn't want to get a tow truck and all that stuff.
Right, that's awesome.
So he came right out and fixed it all in my driveway for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
he's a cool dude. I'm glad that things went well.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, and he stands by it. Like, if anything happens, he'll come right back out and help you again.
Yeah.
You know? So that's pretty cool.
So shout out to Ryan. I don't know if you listen to this or not, but shout out anyways.
Nice work, Ryan Prigmore.
We'll tag him and be like, hey, we talked about you.
And, and I definitely do want to get his brother on, but after Stephen. He's going to do like a European tour.
Oh.
Yeah, in May. So he'll be back in June.
And so we'll have to get him whenever he gets back.
Right on.
It's all right. We'll listen to our friends, the Chat Room Podcast or whatever they're called. The chit chat chat or whatever.
The chat and chew. I'm hoping.
Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
Off Radar. Intoxicated Gamer.
Intoxicated Gamer. They're so funny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love them. I listen to them every week.
And then Robin Tuner's Audio Diarrhea. Diorama.
Whatever, it's rad.
Yeah, rad.
All right, and I guess with
Chuck Berry.
No, this is a different one.
Oh, I was like, what?
It's trying to be good, right?
It's trying to be good,
yeah. So with that, we'll fade this out, and then we'll play our last local song of the night. All right.
Sounds good.
Thanks,
have
everybody.
Have a good night, guys.
Bye.
Confusion of this big old world. Okay, when she said, trying to please.